ground searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move, move.
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Good morning, I'm Herb. Welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week I try and bring somebody in to the station to talk about themselves, their journey, or an event coming up, or a community organisation. So today we have two of those. We've got a community organisation and we have an event. It's the Friends of Black Gully Creek Land Care Group, and I have Annette Kalar and Sarah Schmood. Good morning, you.
Good morning, Herb.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking to me. So we're going to talk about an event you've got coming up, which is on Saturday the 6th of September at 10 a.m, and that's a walk and a planting day. Can one of you tell me about that?
The day is planned for bringing together all the gully users. So we're looking at all the dog walkers, the coffee drinkers, the environmental revelers, the bird watchers, anyone that comes to Black Gully. We would like to invite you to join us in a planting activity. So we have set aside a section of the gully that needs some rehabilitation. So we're going to take out some weeds, prepare it for a planting, and then do the planting on the day. The other plan is that we're going to have a walk along the gully and appreciate all the beautiful works that have happened over the years. And we have a chief ecologist that will be involved in this, is Dave Carr. So he's been instrumental in all the works over the years, starting back in 1998, and he's been also instrumental in developing the rejuvenation plan. So we will be discussing that again on that day.
September 6th at 10 a.m, a Saturday morning. So you mentioned about Dave Carr's involvement in the previous time. So stage one was 98 to 2000. I think Dave was in the land care office here where we are at the station at 2 a.m, so he tells me. Then stage two was 2009 to 2012. Now, you were involved with that, Sarah?
I was a land care collaboration with Armidale Regional Council, and it was a rollout of funds across the region to ignite urban land care.
And what were the activities?
So Black Gully specifically was about bringing back function into the gully and setting up a chain of ponds and removing all a mountain of weeds that have been establishing over decades. And those weeds, mostly poplars and willows and honeysuckles. So there's a whole variety of weeds that have got established over the years, and it's just about removing those and replacing them with native vegetation.
So that was stage two, and the Black Gully, if you correct me if I'm wrong, goes from Viaduct Train down to Taylor Street, and stage two was sort of the kickoff, and this is stage three of the program. And this is where Saturday the 6th of September fits in. You get people together, do some planting, so I understand there's a planting program to go on. Can you tell me about planting program at all?
Over the years, we've been working with a number of stakeholders in this gully, so they've all been involved at different times in different plantings. So from NIRAM down to the Keeping Place, and we've got the Historical Society. All those people have been involved in plantings over the years. So we're quite specific to one area. So we're just rehabilitating with a whole lot of shrubs just to bring back function into that part of the gully.
So those shrubs would be acacias, your smaller wattles, small trees and bushes. They'll be your banksias, clystomans, leptospermum, hakias, grevilleas, all those lovely little Australian natives that attract birds and all types of insects.
Yes, that's right.
So my understanding is that also the whole idea is to restore the riparian area and create a bit of bank stability for the creek. So getting rid of the weeds and replacing them with native species is what you're doing?
That's right. So the 6th of September is like a day to get people involved, because we're activating this now, because we haven't had a big group of people being the Friends of Black Gully for a little while, and we'd like to invite people to come on September 6th to see what's been done over the many years and get involved in restoring this land area.
This is also fits in with stage three rejuvenation plan that Dave Carr's put together.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And it's also part of activating the whole Black Gully space, and as part of the bigger picture, the Black Gully Festival. And I guess our Friends of Black Gully kind of mission is around stewarding environmental space for music, art, culture and our community.
That leads us to the program leading up to the Black Gully Festival, which is the 8th of November this year, which will be in the precinct, and it has been for 17 years, I think, now. There's a few other events on the program. Armidale Council's got the Creative Dreets Pro event, which is Friday the 17th of October, and that will be council-run celebrating art, theatre, culture, food, and it coincides with other activities like the New England Garden Festival, the Antique Machinery Festival. So it's sharing the rich creativeness of Armidale and the creative streets, and I think the Black Gully Musicians of Armidale will put some stall on during that creative streets.
Yeah, that's right. So the Creative Streets Festival, that whole activation is to go from October 17th. That's the start on the Friday. I think council's just working on their expressions of interest on who will be happening and what will be happening, and I'm sure it'll be very exciting. And that will go for 3 weeks up until November 9th. And yes, we're definitely all part of that. And the Sunday, the PCYC markets, the end of month markets, is the 26th of October. But Gully will be activating the stage, the music stage, and Musicians of Armidale activating that stage. We don't know what acts we will have, because we currently have an expression of interest out for our Black Gully Festival. So that's open now to all musicians, dancers, and other acts that might want to be involved. And that closes on the 31st of August. You can apply for that by going to the Musicians of Armidale Facebook page, and there's an expression of interest space there. So our team, once we have a look at all the acts, we'll see which ones will then also go on to the stage on October 26th, as I said, at the PCYC markets, which will hopefully be a warmer day, spring, and a beautiful, lively event.
So that sort of leads me back to the Big Chill weekend. That stage was activated by the Musicians of Armidale Black Gully group, and you had a number of people on the stage and a few activities. Making seed balls was one I remember. Macroinvertebrates under the microscope from the UNE.
Yeah, thanks, Herb. That's right. Yeah, so yeah, we did do that in May this year, and yeah, we had the Creepy Crawly group from the UNE Aquatics and the seed balls from Armidale Tree Group, an environmental scavenger hunt around the market. Yeah, lots of exciting activities at that time.
No, it's great, and it's good that you're putting together a number of events or connecting into a number of events that's leading up to the Black Gully Festival, which is the jewel in the crown, I suppose, for our community. There's about 20 acts, I think, that are going to be for both stages. So the stage at NERAM, the acoustic stage, will be activated, as well as two stages down in the Creek Reserve. So just another plug for the EOI, Expression of Interest for Musicians. You need to get onto the Musicians of Armidale Facebook page, and there's all the details. That closes on the 31st of August, so not long. And we've got to get as many people, and I think schools have been contacted as well to get involved.
So, and I could just add, Herb, too, because another big space that we've got at the Black Gully Festival on November 8th is our Makers and Craft Market. Expressions of interest are open for that too. For that, you contact front of house at NERAM. We'll probably have, you know, a number of environment activities coming. UNE Discovery is going to come, and the Northern Tablelands Astronomical. Yeah, they'll be there for the evening. We're thinking of putting on a film.
After the event finishes, we're planning on projecting a film called Roots So Deep. It was developed by a guy in the States, just about embracing regenerative agriculture principally. But thoughts are, we're going to project on the side of NERAM. And just invite a whole other audience to embrace the gully.
The UNE Aquatic, Monique Reed and her team, they'll be doing a water walk and a bug walk down at the chain of ponds, where you can scoop out bugs, and they'll be bringing microscopes so that you can look at what you've found and exploring those invertebrate creatures down there.
So that's at the Black Gully Festival itself on the 8th of November.
Correct.
But there was another activity, the weeding. So just before the Black Gully Festival, there's a weeding, maybe in October. Now tell me what your thoughts or plans for the weeding.
We are inspired by works that Andrew Parker did years ago at I think it was a 2019 event, where we just weeded out a whole heap of willow and honeysuckle, and he just wove it into this great shelter, and it just existed there for a number of years. So we're hoping to replicate that.
In some form. So that's ephemeral art. That's art that you create, and it lives until it dies.
But and it's using materials that are we're trying to rid the gully of. So all the willow that's choking it out, and all the different species that are perfect for weaving.
And even if they're not, it's okay. Like the privet, I think, or...
We'll still be
excited
doing...
Excited to explore. Some of it might, you know, not work as well as others, but I think we're going to have some fun. And also with Sue Elliott, who's a wonderful to play educator. She's been a great person and involved with our space. She does ephemeral art. She's also part of the NERP, New England Rattlerocali and Platypus Project, which is a whole nother spectrum. But she's got does some great stuff on platypus clay. And yes, she's got some ideas about the weaving. So we'll work that in too.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Let's go back in step. We've got the festival, the Black Galley Festival, a big jewel in the crown for the year, of which 2ARM Community Radio will be live broadcasting and be there on the day working with festival organisers to get as much out there as we can, and hopefully all you musicians get your EOI in with the Musicians of Armidale Facebook page by the 31st of August. Then we go back in step to the PCYC markets on the 26th of October. The Musicians of Armidale and Black Gully Group will be activating the stage again in the mall, and it's the market.
Just one other thing that I got to confirm overnight was that we are going to run a clothes swap. So the lovely Jess Carsten, who's been running it the last couple of years, this is a clothes swap where we invite people to bring their superfluous items, so they don't have to be specifically clothes. It can be shoes or handbags or whatever. They bring 5 items to the event, and then they have the opportunity then to exchange those. And it's been running since we started. It's been hugely successful, and we're going to keep it going.
So that's at Black Gully Festival on the 8th of November. So, yeah, PCYC Markets, 26th of October. Then prior to that, the Creative Streets, which is a council-run project, Friday the 17th of October, celebrating art, theatre, culture and food, showing our rich creativity in Armidale. So that'll be fantastic. And Black Gully Group and the Musicians of Armidale will have a presence there. But then it goes back to Friends of Black Gully Landcare Group, which is the 6th of September at 10 a.m. What should people bring?
Hats, water bottle and their gloves, so they can just get involved in the planting.
So they will be planting, and hard boots, and kids encouraged to come along?
Kids, adults, anyone.
Dogs.
You can bring your dogs. Look, I'm going to bring my dog.
And so where you would find us is at the back of Niram, at the Orange Bridge, a little bridge near the community garden.
And everything will be supplied, shovels, spades, and all the trees. And we did talk about all those little lovely trees that are bird attracting, to all the acacias, hakias, grevilleas.
Bissarius spinosa.
Yep, all those lovely ones. And I did notice in the list of species was Casuarina litorius. Now, that's a species for the glossy black cockatoo.
Yes.
Which is a vulnerable species in our area. So that's fantastic that we're going to have a little planting of species of native plants that are bird attracting, as well as food sources for, I suppose, possums and all that type of stuff. In the future and for future generations, it's going to be a fantastic little grove, a restored grove by the community, the riparian area and the bank stability for future generations and species.
And if you want to see more of what can be achieved, just walk, do the biodiversity walk along the Demerit Creek. And there are 10 sites along there that all showcase different vegetation communities around New England.
And that's the High Country Urban Biodiversity Project.
Yes, that was part of it.
That started in
2009.
Yep. So when you hear people talk about the High Cub, that's what they mean. The High Country Urban Biodiversity.
That's getting a little bit mature, so it's not 10 years yet, but it's moving towards the 10 years. It's half a little bit over halfway, and we can see some of those species really taking off in the silts and great soil that's along the Demerit Creek. So where does that run from?
Starts at the university, and it goes through to Cooks Road.
Cooks Road, so it's right through the town. Let's just finalise it now. I think we've just got to do a big call out. We will be promoting it on the radio. We've got to do a big call out for Saturday, September 6th, 10 a.m. If you have an interest in restoring, rejuvenating the environment, come along. Or if you just want to come and have a listen to what's happened in the past. So is there any take-home messages you'd like to give?
I think I love volunteering in my community. I think it's really enriching, and I just want to invite people to have the same opportunity. And I think planting is the perfect way to do that.
Yeah, and I think the Black Gully space is just like a really hidden gem special space. And so anybody wants to come and get involved in that special space, come along.
So you mentioned, just the last thing, you mentioned the dog walkers. How many people do the dog walking through the Black Gully Reserve?
Well, just this morning, I wasn't out too early, but on some mornings it can be 6 o'clock or 7 or 8, different people at different times. But I would say on a regular basis, at least 50 people would come with dogs over the course of the day.
So, well, there's 50 people that potentially could come along with their dogs or and their children and whoever else they want to bring with them. Let's just finish up and acknowledge that the Black Gully Reserve is a gem in our community, and it's something that has been embraced back till 98 and then in stage one and stage two, 2009 to 2012, and this is stage three, which will go for another 12 months, and there's funding available, I think Dave said, about doing some rock work, some more stability work, obviously much more plantings. But it's all around the reserve, and it's all sort of, as I said, the Black Gully Festival in November, every November, which has been going for about 17 years. If you do have a mind, Saturday, September the 6th, come along. And thank you too for coming in to Community Spotlight, and we'll see you on Saturday the 6th of September.
Thank you, Herb.
If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.